Diyama. The ease of the yama also says shekol ma sheish biyabosh sheish biyam chutz min achuda. Means the ezim, the goats of the ocean, who the bechishoi, nashes chaferes biyam. They dig down in the yam with the horns to find fish, to find food. That was the fish that they saw. The yisle karna, and it has horns in it. Reb Yochanan Mishnah, Reb Yochanan was telling us over that zim nechada one time had the chazdina besvinta. He was also once going in a ship. The chazdina who katalisa. He once saw a certain chest. They always say the stories. What the a gold chest he saw down in the ocean. It's a ship sunk. And they had the gold chest there. So he saw the katlis in the ocean. That inside it, mamish diamonds. Good stones. Avonim tevis and magolias, precious stones and diamonds. Fahadri lo minid kavri. And around this chest of riches were a fish. Was circling around minid kavri type of fish. Timikri karsha. That's the name of the fish. Kach Shemai. Its name is Kasha. So what they do? Nochis Bar Amoroi, a sea diver, went down there to try and get the chest. Shemai says Bar Amoroi means Odom Shadei Loshe B'mayim. A sea diver. Somebody knows how to go and dive down into the ocean. Lasuye, to try and get that chest. V'rogash, and Vice says, when he went down there, he moved, he touched the fish there. Oboye L'shamte. And he wanted to swallow up a boil of shamte la timune, and to swallow up the ship. Shabbam says, Shabikish lachtach yonon benon. The boil, the shamte lachtmi. The fish wanted to grab hold of his leg. Shabbam says, Shabikish lachtach yerechai. The fish wanted to like bite off the leg of the sea diver. So what did the sea diver do first? Shode zika, he threw there a flask, a barrel, to chola of vinegar. Vinochis. And then the fish ran away. Rashbam says, when the fish smelled the vinegar, so the fish ran away. That's the way he saves himself. Nofak Baskel, a Baskel went out. Omelon said like this, what are you doing trying to take away this chest of jewelry? Because you know who it belongs to? To the Daisua, the Rab Chanina ben Daisa. This belongs to the wife of Rab Chanina ben Daisa. The Yasida, that she's going to the Shadiyat Chiltabo the Tzadik Liyalma Diyasi. She's going to put Chelis in this chest for the Tzadikim Losalavoy. Rashi is Latzniya boy. She's going to hide in this chest Chelis, the blue dye that you use to make Chelis for Tzadikim Losalavoy. Skip to the Baskol, told this diver, you better get out of here, don't touch it. Rav Yehuda Hinduya. We have Yehuda that came from Hinda, from India. He says, Hagdudoi, Tagim Shay Yushalmi. So the Mesurah Shah says, some says, the Tagim Shay Yushalmi. Shav Yashkimu Matlosam in Anunya, Rashi Bagdushin, Rabbi Yehuda, Sandia, Mieras Kushi. That's a shayla, exactly what Hindi means. Does it mean Tag India? Or does it mean Yushalayim? So I call upon this Rabbi Yehuda, Mishtoi was also telling us over that Zim Nachoda, one time it happened, Zim Nachoda, we were also once traveling in a ship. We saw a precious stone. That there was this big fish also surrounding around this precious stone, and we wanted to get it. Shpam says, it was going around this big fish, we're going around to protect it. So again, a diver, an ocean diver, went down there to go bring up this precious stone. Is also tanina, so the bigger fish there, whatever the tanina, the big whale, could boil the mivel on the svintet, wanted to swallow up the whole ship. Well, he got angry. What are you doing? Taking away the stone? He wants to come up and swallow up the whole fish, the whole ship. Is also pishknitzo. It came a certain bird. Pishknitzo. That's a bird. Rashbam. Pishknitzo means oriv. Nikeva, a female raven came, poskeleresha, it cut open the head of this big whale, and a safichu ma'ayev evi doma, all the water around there changed to be like blood. Skitzer madamais also. Yeah. Now, hodar, Rebbe Doma. Also Tanina Chavre. So another big fish came by. Shakle, he took the two pieces of the other fish, Vitalule, and put them together. He put back the kits of the fish of the first whale, and put them together again. Vichoy, he started to live again. Vichayim Mason. Now, Horda also, so again that fish, didn't learn a lesson, again the fish came again to swallow up the fish, the boat again. Horda also, again that fish came swimming up to swallow the boat. Koboyi bolo lasvint, again I want to swallow up the ship. Again, Horda also, Tifra, again this raven came. Poskolaresha, again it snapped off its head. Shakluya lahu eventova, so finally the diver went down there, sea diver went down there, and got that stone, got that precious stone. What did he do with it? Shadu Lasvinta. He threw it onto a ship. He threw it aboard. He threw it aboard the ship. He threw it up there. Shadu Lasvinta. Is Horda also? Heve Hani Tifre Malicha Bahadon. On the ship, they had some salted birds. They had there. They had some birds. They mashma that pushed was salted. They were dead. So they threw these stones on top of the birds. To see if it would make the birds become alive again. And that's what happened. Kach heaven. Is Asvinu al-Alabayu. They threw these stones on top of these two birds here. And Shaklu, Porchulu, Bahador. The bird cycle woke up, but the birds flew away with this heaven taifer. Excuse, he didn't end up with a stone. All these things. Also, very simple what these mice are here, alright. Some of these mice are big sadists here, but Kipashas Rashbam says, after show us the godless of Hashem, that there are such big creatures. By the Tanur Rabbanan, Maisa of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Maisa with these two Tanoim, Shoyuboyim Vesvino, they're both traveling in the ocean on a ship. Voyer Rabbi Lezer Yoshin, Rabbi Lezer went to sleep. Rabbi Yeshua Neyer, Rabbi Yeshua woke up or was up that night. Nizdazu, all of a sudden he got a shivers, he got scared. Rashi says, Chorat Chorodim, Amashon Shukim, is Nizdazu Rabbi Yeshua, Venina Rabbi Lezer. So Yeshua started to shake, and Reb Lezer woke up. Omeles, Reb Lezer asked him, Maza Yeshua, Mevnei Ma Nizdazos. How come you're shaking? What are you so scared about? Omeles. So Reb Yeshua told him, listen, Mor Goduri Sivayam, I just saw a tremendous light in the middle of the ocean. I'm afraid, what is it? Omeles. So Reb Yeshua, Reb Lezer told him back, Shema Eino Shalaviyosin Reis. Maybe you saw the eyes of Leviyosin. The Pasuk says, Einav Kafafa Shachar, his eyes are almost bright, like the morning star. Amavashi Amali Huna Barnosin. So, that's like who he saw. He's like a soul of Yosin. Saw the eyes of Leviathan. Amavashi Amali Huna told to me, Barnosin, Zim Lechod another time, Heavy Kazlina Bimidbar. That he is Zim Lechod one time, Heavy Kazlina Bimidbar, walking in the Midbar. The Atma de Bisro Bahadon. And we had a piece of meat with us. Pizchona, we opened up the piece of meat. Venakarina, and when we cleaned it, we took out the chalev, we took out the Giranosha. Vianachna Asve, and we put it down on top of our sov, on top of certain grass there. Adamai Sinon, Tzivi Halon, when we went to look for wood to bring to try and roast it, Atma, to roast it, Vitovin, and it started to roast it. Rashi says, "Shenischavu yachad kibetchila." All of a sudden, by itself, the piece of meat got back together again. But still, he went to burn it. And they roasted it. Is ki hadrin labosa traisi yachis shosn. It came back a year later. Heavy isva, chazinon lani gurmer deavu komalachshe. He saw the way the coals were still burning. Mother Meister, the coals damage were burning for a full year. So he has told the kaim of the mitzvah of our main mamali who is for simsri. That special grass was simsri heavy, and that has a curse to put things back together again. And hani gumri the riskuma heavy, and these coals were from riskuma that they burn forever and ever. They burn for a full year. They don't stop. Plus the bayivro lekim as atinim agdolim hochetagima azili diyama. Here they say it means atinim agdolim means azila from the yam. V'echonamino zel leviyosan. That's leviyosan. That's called atinim. Nochosh Bereach Olivyosa Nochosh Akleson Shinema Vyemu Yifkar Hashem Bechorvo Yehah Kosha. So again, they hear the touched of what's Taninim, that's Azil, the Yomashram says, it means Raymim Shebiyam. Raymond, what's Raymond? It's like a buffalo of the Yam. That's what they say it was him. That was Leviosin. Now, Nochesh Bariach, Shram says, who Leviosin Zocher? That's the male of Leviosin. The Zocher Luka Bariach, he's like up like a Bariach, like a beam. Oh, yeah. Now, Leviosin Nochesh Aglasson. Aglasson, I said, Leviosin Nekeva, that's the mate. That's the Nekeva. Yeshinem Abiyamu Yifkar Hashem Bechovu Yehekushu, the vice of the Kosh Ba'ar. Skid said there were two Leviosin. There was a Zocher and a Nekeva. The Marasun says, whatever Hashem created, Hashem always created a male and a female. Is Afliv Yoson, Hashem created this big monster, the big sea monster, Livyoson, Nochosh Bariach, that's the male, the Zohar, or Livyoson, Nochosh Akroson, Zohar, and that's Nekeva. Is Zohar Nekeva Borum? Now, the Amolin, its Kokokin, Zelazel, they would have lived together and have children, Machriven, Kolel, and Kuloi. With the three of them, the two of them, with that child, would have wiped out the whole world. So what did Hashem do? Ma also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sirus is a Zohar. Hashem made the Zohar a Sirus, took away his bait, and he can't have children. So he won't be able to live with the female. For her, like a Nekeva, and then secondly, he also killed the Nekeva. He didn't have to. Once he was, if he killed the Nekeva, he didn't have to bother with the Zohar, we'll soon see. Kids, he did two things. Then he killed the Nekeva. Hashem put away Leviosan, the Nekeva, the wife, Mrs. Leviosan, Hashem put her away for a tzaddikim lost love. Shinema vohorege satanim asher bayam. Yeah. Now, viaf behemos vohorege elef. Also, the big animals that mamash lived, pasture on 1,000 mountains, is Zoch and Nekeva Bar. Hashem created them also to. The molin is kok and zelazev, these two animals will live together. Is also makrib and kolalim kul, also destroy the whole world. His master, because what would Hashem do with these two behemoths, these two animals? Sirus HaZochar, again, he was Mesarus HaZochar. Vitzinan HaNekeva. What's Vitzinan? And he has Nekeva. Right, he put away, right, he hid the Nekeva. Vishomer LaTzadikim LaSlovoi. He's hiding her for Tzadikim also. Shinamar Hidim LaKoyche V'mosnov Zayischa V'yayna V'sriri Vitnoi Zu Nekeva. Fed Gemara Hosom Nami L'Sarsa LaZochar. What do you have to kill her for? Like, let him just hide her. And the Gemara, Dogim Fritzi. No, Dogim can't do that. If he wouldn't have killed the Nekeva, then the Zohar would have found the Nekeva. They have freed them together. But the Gemara, Levit Ipcha, let him do the opposite way around then. The boy is saying, well, Nekeva, why didn't he kill the Zohar? And let the Nekeva stay alive. That's the kasha. So your boy is saying, "Man, Nekeva Malicha Mauya." Once there is a female, Mrs. Leviosan, she'll taste much better salty. So you can preserve Mrs. Leviosan than Mr. Leviosan. Therefore, Hashem took away the Nekeva. The boy is saying, "Man, Kiva Nechsev Leviosan Zeh." Your Satla Sachik boy, bad in Nekeva Lavuchari. It's not like I said that Hashem is playing with Leviosan, the one that's alive. So it's not nice that Hashem should be playing with the Nekeva. Therefore, Hashem left the Zochar stay alive and like killed the Nekeva. Yeah. Hokinami for the Mara Hokinami Limnachol in the Kaiva. Let him also salt in the Kaiva by the animals. And the Gemara Kavri Melichamalia. By fish, it's good to salt.